Live Oak Mysteries presents Sammy Keyes and the Sisters of Mercy by Wendolyn Van Dronen. Prologue. I was supposed to be in church to get myself out of trouble, not to pray my way out like most people. No, to work my way out. It's a long story, but I was doing time at St. Mary's because Vice Principal Kahn thought 20 hours of community service was a good way to make up for the way I'd used and abused the school's PA system. And really, I didn't mind. Helping Father Mayhew in the church after school was a whole lot better than detention. Trouble is, while I'm in the middle of scrubbing dirt off baby Jesus's stained glass face, Father Mayhew discovers that something's just been stolen. And the only people in the church are him and me. 1. Father Mayhew isn't the kind of man you'd ever steal from. And it's not because he's big and blustery or mean, because he's not. It's because he's priestly. Now, lots of priests walk around during the day acting holy, but when they're all alone, there's no doubt about it. They pick their noses and burp and pass gas just like you and me. Not Father Mayhew. Well, okay, maybe he burps now and then, but you can bet he says, "Excuse me," to God when he does it. The point is, Father Mayhew is holy. Very holy. He walks with a glow, if that makes any sense, and he never raises his voice. Ever. I think part of the reason he never raises his voice...